Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor Jesus Christ. Is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so exciting to be coming here once again this morning, and today I have some beautiful things to share with you, which I believe will be a great blessing to you. You know, there was a day Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. Now, you should recognize the fact that the Pharisees were the most excellent sect amongst the Jews. You know, amongst the Jews who knew God, the Pharisees were highly esteemed as being very, very close to God. You know, they were the ones who were keeping the law, and even Jesus described them in a certain part of the scriptures as sitting in Moses' seat. You see, they were excellent. They were wonderful people, highly spiritual. You see, but there was a day Jesus was talking to them in John chapter 8, verse 44, and Jesus said something very, very interesting. He said, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Hallelujah. It's amazing. Jesus was talking to these highly spiritual group, and he said, "You have your father the devil." You see, the born again experience is the only experience that makes a human being become a child of God. You see, today I want to share concerning God as our father. God is our father. You see, when you become born again, you see, when you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. And all these new things are of God. The day you became born again, the day you were recreated, your spirit man was recreated, the day you received Jesus Christ, the Lord and personal Savior, God became your father. God became your father. It's not everybody walking in the world who has God as father. It's not true. You know, some people say that, we are all the children of God. That's not true. We are not all the children of God. There's a separation. There's a class. No matter how spiritually inclined the person might be, the only thing that makes you a child of God is a born-again experience. If you read in James chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 18, it says that of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Of God's own will he gave birth to us with the word of truth. You see, unless you are born again, you are not a child of God. Now, if you check John chapter 1, verse 12, or let's read from verse 11, it's nice. He says he came unto his own, but his own received him not. And he says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So if you don't believe on his name, and if you've not received him as your Lord and personal Savior, you are not a child of God. God is not your father. But if you have received him as your Lord and personal Savior, then your fatherhood has changed. You see, the devil is the father of all those that are in the world. All those who are born of man have the devil as their father. You see, but the day you become born again, God becomes your father. Hallelujah. And when God becomes your father, he takes care of his own. You see, God takes care of his own. Just like a natural father would take care of his children, that is how God takes care of you. So if you're a child of God, if you're born again, God is actually not interested in destroying you. God is not here to destroy you. God is not in your life to destroy you. God is in your life to help you go on, to help you do well. You see, there's no father in life who would plan and destroy his children. You see, I know that the heart of man is desperately wicked, but God goes beyond a man. You see, God is more than a man. God is God. He's the creator of the universe, and he's the creator of all good. You see, and he's in your life to do you good. Hallelujah. God is not in heaven holding a stone waiting for you to do something wrong to hit your head on. You see, he's not in heaven with a machine gun waiting for you to do something wrong to kill you. He's in your life. He has come into your life to help you. That is why God has come. He has become your father. You see. So when you read in Romans chapter 1, the Bible makes us know that God emphatically is our father. You see, Paul is writing to the Roman church, and he said in verse 7, Romans chapter 1, verse 7, he says, "I'm writing to all that are in Rome, beloved of God." He calls us beloved of God. In other words, God loves us with all kinds of love. You see, called to be saints. Then he says, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father." He calls God our Father. Hallelujah. It's so glorious to know that God is my Father. And because God is our Father, we are taken care of. He will feed you as he's supposed to, just as the natural father will feed his children. He will make sure you are clothed, just as the natural father makes sure his children are clothed. Hallelujah. God is in your life to do you good. Don't shun away from God. You are a child of God now. God is your father. Say that to yourself. As you say that to yourself, you are awakened to the fatherhood of God. You get to know that you are really taken care of, and that life can't get any worse. Life only has to get better, because the Father of all lights, the Father of all spirits, has become your Father now. Hallelujah. Say to yourself today, I'm a child of God. God is my Father. God is not against me. God is for me. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.